You are already connected to your horse, and you already experience that connection to your horse every day. My job is to get you to notice how you experience that connection so that you can start to use that connection deliberately to be a really good rider and to be really good with your horse. In this exercise, I'm looking for you to notice in great detail how you feel so that when you connect to your horse, you'll notice the difference. So starting at your head, scan your body from your head to your feet, noticing how you feel. Do that now while you're listening to me. Take your attention to your head and slowly work your way down. Notice your head. Move your jaw a little and notice how that feels. Move your neck a little and notice how that feels. Check your shoulders. Notice any tension there. Give them a little bit of a wriggle. Move your back just a little bit and notice how that feels. Wriggle your hips a little bit and notice everything about how your pelvis feels. Feel your legs and then your knees. Bend them a little and feel them. And then wriggle your feet a little bit, noticing everything about how they feel. Now, keeping your attention still on your own body. Now, that's the key to this, folks. Keeping your attention on your own body. Either close your eyes and picture your horse in your mind, or look at that photo, or look at your horse in front of you. And now notice anything that changes in your own body. Allow your attention to wander over your body, noticing even the subtle ways in which you feel different. And that change will be you feeling the connection to your horse. Horses most commonly communicate feelings. Whatever change you are experiencing though, whether feelings or tension or pain, that change is you feeling your horse. Now, if this was your first time, you may not be sure whether you noticed any change at all. So chill out. I've taught this to hundreds and hundreds of people and I have never met anyone who couldn't do it. This is a very short audio and lots of you will need longer than this, a few minutes, to really get this. And some of you will find this exercise a lot easier when you're actually with your horse, because you can see them lick and chew in response to you, and that will give you the validation that you're looking for. This is important, especially for those of you who haven't read my books before. Your horse licks and chews when they understand you. They lick and chew when you understand them. It's a physical signal of shared communication. And pay attention to that from now on. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to deliberately do this connection exercise every time you're around your horse until it becomes second nature to notice your connection with your horse. Take this audio or the written version out to your horse and practice it. And if you still have trouble noticing the difference, then contact me for some help. And I'll look forward to hearing how this conscious connection starts to add to your quiet mind and your feel.